There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven after the hour. It's the end of the month, and therefore the end of our Dream Big America extravaganza. Every Friday during this hour of the program, we are entitled to hear from the best of the best. As you know, between the entrepreneurs, the inventors that are on My Cool Inventions Monday through Thursday with me and Akos Jankura and John Cremins. Akos has flown the coop. John is here, however. I hope you had a Merry Christmas. You okay?
Yeah, I absolutely did. I hope that you had one. I actually was online. I was looking at your Facebook and saw the pictures of your grandson.
Yep, Miles is there. Yes.
Very cool. Yeah. You know, I'm not a grandfather yet, thank mm-hmm. God.
Yeah.
I'm not that old yet. But
you're so much younger than I am.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. So, but I can't wait to, you know, that day to finally happen.
Well, it's a wonderful, the thing that I enjoyed seeing. A couple of things, extended family stuff, because I really have a new family with Meredith, and so her being part of this was extremely important. And then there's a picture of the three generations, me, my son, and then Miles, even though Miles is not his son, my daughter's son. It's just kind of interesting how you, what you imagine, what you create in your mind, what you put forth and put out there. Excuse me, I just... happy the baby is as wonderfully healthy as he is, my daughter is, and the whole thing has turned out to be.
Are you back on the farm?
I am.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yes,
so you're not back in Los Angeles?
No, I went to L.A. for 3 or 4 days and then came back to the farm. It's been a very quiet, nice Christmas, my first Christmas with Meredith, and that's been just a nice way to chill out. I don't do a lot of it, so I feel... good, actually. Yesterday, a lot of doing nothing.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, enthusiastic.
I wasn't sure how you were going to be, and then since I was gone the last 2 days, you know,
mm-hmm.
I figured you might, you know, miss me. You might, you know, miss.
Oh, yeah, John, of course, I miss. Yes, right. All that stuff. All right. So now, what we do here, and this hour on Fridays is it's the Dream Big America portion of the program, and so what we're going to do, not only have a visit from John. Not a visit because he's part of it. But I invited Adam Taff, who was the founder, essence, of this concept, the Dream Big America concept, to come on and be a judge as well. I don't know. Do we have Adam yet? We do have Adam. Adam! Merry Christmas.
Hey, Doug. Good morning.
How are you?
Merry Christmas and a happy Boxing Day. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Now, I don't think you... You've talked to Akos, but I don't know if you've ever met John or talked to him. Have the two of you ever talked with each other?
I think we've talked on the phone. That's about it.
Yeah. All right. So now you have an opportunity to both listen to and come up with ideas that will help motivate these people. We started to explain the My Cool Inventions part of this. Monday through Thursday, we have different folks come on every day, and they are judged on their abilities based on not only how they present themselves, but what we get out of them in conversation. So people are able to vote each day, thumbs up or thumbs down, for the candidacy, if you will, of the moving on. And so then at the end of the week, we have a winner based on the amount of input, the thumbs up that's usually in the 90th percentile, right, John? Usually, I think this past week was 97%.
Yes, absolutely. That like the last week was 97. If I'm
right, exactly. All right. So then those people get together with some of the Dream Big contestants that we have. And if you are an entrepreneur and you want to start something, you want to get onto the next leg, you can go to mycoolinventions.com and submit, or you can go to dreambigamerica.us and submit your ideas. They will be overseen, if you will, vetted is a good word. And then the people who are the best and strongest can come present on the program and get themselves into the contest. At the end of the month, we give away a lot of prizes. Adam, as a matter of fact, I wouldn't mind if you went through some of the things that people get. The person who wins today. And the voting, by the way, continues. It'll start today at 10 o'clock Eastern time and go through next Thursday. So you can find, as you listen to these people, which one excites you, which company idea you think is best. You can look at the website, dreambigamerica.us, and see the stories of all of these people. We'll send it to their websites when they make their two-minute pitches through the course of the program. But I thought, Adam, it might be fun for you to spend a minute just talking about some of the things that come about as a result of the benefits of winning this monthly contest.
You bet. Thanks, Doug. And by the way, this makes 108 entrepreneurs and inventors who have appeared on Dream Big America this
year.
It's really
wow. 108. Isn't that cool? Very
well,
good.
That's awesome.
That's really neat.
Yeah. Yeah, it is neat.
So they get a neat package of support, if you will, from you, Doug, and John. As you guys know, first of all, they get some additional airtime on the radio, which is really important. They also get 3 months of virtual public of assistance from eRelease, a press release advisor, if you will. They also get e-commerce and digital marketing and development support from Karuna Consulting, and they also get really some counseling and some guidance from someone who can put them into contact with investors, for people who can help them with getting their product to market. So we really try to provide a very specialized and personalized package to make sure they get everything they need to take them to not just the next level, but the level after that as well.
So this is encouragement for those of you who have ideas. You see where you can go with this? Yep. The sky's the limit. You can come in. You get in touch with people like Akos and John, who have also connections with a lot of these people that bring these products to market. And that's really what you want. You want to have organization. You want to have promotion. You want to know that what you're doing is going to survive after you put all this work into it. So that's really the spirit in which we present this. In a I think of Shark Tank and how it's almost like an attack mentality there. That's not what this is about. We're here to help in a friendly way, and hopefully at the end of the day you'll feel with the votes that come from people all around the country that you do have support, because we want you to be successful. Making the choice to be successful is something that we've all done here. You've done it, Adam, by starting your own business. I've done it on the radio with my business. John has done it in his world now that they have really gone just full bore into this invention world and my cool inventions. I think that this is a world that supports. It's tough. We eat our young. Sometimes the ideas are discounted and it's not fair. But the other side of it is, if you have an idea that's good and you get it to the right people, you're going to get nothing but help. And that's what's so cool about this.
Yeah, you know, you were talking earlier about how many people we've had on. And, you know, with my cool inventions, I'm over 300 this year.
Yeah.
So we've looked at over 400 ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them, which I'm surprised. I was doing some of the figures and percentages of who's been on the show. And we've had over 60% women.
Really?
Women entrepreneurs. Yeah. You know, and remember, like I was telling you a couple months ago, it's the biggest growing sector, not just in the invention industry, but also in business.
Yep.
And I've talked to many women that are starting their own businesses, that have their own. I've been talking to one who's a mom, has four kids. She's an amazing woman, and she's got a business that she's working on. And it's fun to see her excitement. It's fun to see what she's doing, her passion for what she does. And then hopefully, you know, one day she's going to become an even bigger success.
Well, we hope it brings out the best in people. Okay.
Yeah.
So in a moment, we're going to meet. Here are our three contestants. Lisa Brambilla of BioEarn. That's been something. She's been on the program at least three times that I can remember. She was a My Cool Inventions person. We have Meg Ragland from Plum Print in Asheville, North Carolina. This is another very, very, very good idea for children artwork, that sort of thing. And then we have Bill Wood from Peace Broom. And I think he was the winner last week, if I'm not mistaken. So all of the winners together here, and we'll have Adam asking questions at the end of the round, as well as John Cremins. So stay tuned for the first pitch here on Dream Big America.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. I know this may sound silly, but have you ever considered eating a Christmas tree? No, me neither. But believe it or not, someone once sent me a warning label they found on a Christmas tree that actually said, "Caution, not for human consumption." As the creator of the annual Wacky Warning Label Contest, I see a lot of unusual labels like that every year, especially during the holidays. You may have seen some too, like the label on a scooter that someone got as a gift. It's that little silver scooter you've probably seen in your neighborhood. Well, it has a label on it that warns, "This product moves when used." Let's be fair, these warnings are silly, but sometimes they're worth $1,000. That's right. Each year, the Center for America awards prizes to the people who find the wackiest warning labels in America, and the grand prize is $1,000. So, this holiday season, be sure to keep an eye out for outrageous, common-sense warning labels. To enter our contest, visit our website at centerforamerica.org. And from all of us at the Center for America, happy holidays.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth.
A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little pinch of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager.
Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be mask responsibly.
Welcome to Dream Big America, where we give a voice to entrepreneurs and a vote to you.
All right, let's get started here with our first contestant. Adam Taft is the show founder, and he's here with us. And a special edition, John Cremins from My Cool Inventions is with us. So let's bring in Lisa Brambilla, who brought us the BioEarn. A little quick background on you before we give you the 2 minutes for your pitch, Lisa. Tell us a little about you for those who may not know.
Hi, well, good morning to you and your listening audience. Thanks so much for having me on the show. I'm a proud wife of a U.S. Army veteran, and I'm a mom of a teenager in high school here in Yorba Linda, California. I'm a cancer survivor and an entrepreneur, and I'm really just looking to leave a little behind after I'm gone and maybe trying to change the world one tree at a time.
Well, let's hope you're not going to be gone too soon. Let's hope that you're doing well in your fight to overcome that the horrors that so many people unfortunately have to go through in our country. Maybe it's an inspiration. Maybe that's why you have the inspiration to present us with the info on the BioEarn. You got 2 minutes from right now, Lisa, to tell us the story and get us motivated so that we will support you. So here we go with Lisa Brambilla and her story, the BioEarn.
Well, thanks so much. You know, I don't know about you, but I believe that there's nothing better than snuggling with a puppy or having a purring cat curled up on my lap. And pets are an amazing source of unconditional love, providing comfort and companionship to millions of people. You know, studies have been done and books have been written about the healing power of pets, and it's truly amazing the impact that they have on our lives. But, you know, sadly, I know firsthand the hardest part of having a pet in our family is when we have to say goodbye to them as they cross the Rainbow Bridge. I wanted to celebrate this human-animal bond and pay tribute to them with a memorial tree that grows from their ashes using a BioEarn. Let me tell you a little bit about it. BioEarn is a hand-sewn, biodegradable cotton cremation urn that holds the pet's ashes along with soil and a seed. Once it's planted, the BioEarn grows a memorial tree as a living tribute to your beloved pet. Because our customers are all over the U.S., we offer on our website a variety of trees and flowering shrubs, along with dwarf trees for those maybe without a yard or who'd rather grow their tree in a decorative container. The BioEarn offers pet owners an affordable green burial option available in three sizes designed to accommodate most any pet. BioEarn comes complete in a kit containing everything you'll need, from the seed and soil, a cotton drawstring bag, planting instructions, and a stainless steel marker. We also offer a helpful step-by-step planting video on our website. The preparation is so simple the whole family can participate, including small children. And we know the loss of a family pet can be extremely difficult, and BioEarn can help ease that pain by providing a circle of life experience. There's nothing that can replace the special bond that we have with our pets, and BioEarn celebrates this bond with a life that blooms eternal. BioEarn is handmade in the United States. My Eternal Family Tree is a green certified veteran owned family business in California. It can be ordered online at BioEarnForPets.com and found on store shelves at Earthwise Pet Supply. BioEarn is good for our planet, for our pets, and for the people who love them, and will be available for people in 2015. You can find us on all social media, so all visit our website and ask yourself, what tree would I be?
Time's up. Thank you, Lisa.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On you and your inventions and what it is that you can do with your mind. John Cremins and Adam Taff are here. They'll be asking all of our contestants more questions. We heard from Lisa Brambilla, the BioEarn, very creative and clever way for you to be an e-person, if you will, sensitive to the environment and something that is, I'm happy to hear her say that it's going to be available for humans. I'd like to plant a tree, and matter of fact, I did. For one of the people that worked on the farm that died a couple of years ago, we planted a tree for him right out front here. And so this is nothing but smart, it seems to me. He's very cool.
Yeah.
So you can check out her website, which is myeternalfamilytree.com. You'll be able to go to dreambigamerica.us, the website. You can look at the story, the profile of Lisa and the other contestants. Matter of fact, let's meet contestant number two in this week's, or actually this month's, finalist. Meg Ragland is from Asheville, North Carolina. And if you go to her website, plumprint.com, you can see the story. She's going to pitch us in a couple of moments. But first, I thought we ought to introduce her and get a little more on Meg. Meg, say hi to Adam and to John. Nice to have you here. Merry Christmas.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having us.
So tell us about you, a little bit on you.
Sure. Before launching Plum Print, I was a magazine editor in New York. I'm the mother of three young children. I have an 8-year-old and 3-year-old twin boys. And a little over 2.5 years ago, my daughter was just finishing up kindergarten, and my co-founder, Carolyn Lanzetta, and I, who also has two young children, were facing this same problem that millions of parents face. What do you do with all this artwork that kids bring home from school every day?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you put it? And that led to the launch of Plum Print.
There you go. So it's good to have friends, isn't it, huh?
Exactly. Well, because we asked older, you know, we asked all these mothers who had older children, what do you do with all your kids' artwork? And no one had a good solution.
Everyone said, keep piling up. Let's listen to your solution. Hopefully you did well with it at Christmas time. It sounded like an ideal thing for Christmas.
We sure did.
We're coming out from under the staff.
We're just coming out. It's been an amazing season.
All right. So Meg Ragland is here now. She's going to have 2 minutes to tell you why you should support her and Plum Print. And that 2 minutes starts right now.
Plum Print takes the overwhelming piles of artwork that young children create, and we transform them into custom coffee table books. The average child creates 800 pieces of artwork by the end of their elementary school years. Who has room to store all of that? So our process is incredibly convenient for parents. After you just place a small deposit, our Plum parcel arrives on your doorstep. You simply drop all of the artwork into this prepaid shipping box and send it back to us. After we photograph and scan the artwork, you go online and you approve your professionally designed digital book proof, and you're done. The parents are so excited about Plum Print, and we've caught the eye of a lot of press, including Real Simple Magazine, Parents Magazine, Gwyneth Paltrow's blog, Goop.com, and CNBC. Plum Print is part of this growing trend of custom products, and we're now expanding to offer online galleries of the artwork as well as an array of additional merchandise. And we've now found tremendous value in partnering with school PTAs, where the schools raise much-needed fundraising dollars, and Plum Print unlocks a profitable distribution channel for the schools. By building out our brand ambassador program, we will not only be able to access schools all nationwide, but we'll also target valuable local partnerships as well. Plum Print was founded by two PTA moms. We bootstrapped the business, and we turned a profit in only 10 months. And that was in large part due to our customers spreading the word. We recently surveyed our customers, and 90% are planning on ordering from Plum Print again, which makes us really excited. After seeing tremendous growth simply through this word of mouth, we're now well-positioned to scale the business. We just closed on our seed round of funding, and we're currently in the process of building out our tech and marketing team. 2015 is teed up to be the year for Plum Print.
Well, I think you're welcome. It's nice to have you here. It's nice to be able to hear the descriptions. It's nice to be able to get to know the mind behind the idea, if you know what I mean. That's what we do, present these two-minute pitches. We have one more coming up. Bill Wood, the founder of Peace Broom, as we continue here on Dream Big America.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction, brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or Friction? All oil filters are the same. Friction. Oil filters, like oil, vary widely. Here are a couple of quality points to look for when selecting an oil filter. 1. Construction. The filter housing should be made of heavy-gauge steel for higher burst strength, allowing the filter to keep its shape and integrity. 2. The filtering element and media. Check out the specs for the micron size of the particles that are trapped. Too little filtration can result in engine performance issues. Too much filtration can pose flowability problems. I prefer synthetic oil filters that trap particles as small as 25 microns. When choosing lubricants for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil and a Royal Purple filter. Visit royalpurple.com for all the Royal Purple advantages. Then pick up your Royal Purple today at Pep Boys. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. According to economic research firm Cardno Intrix, the ethanol industry added $42.4 billion to the U.S.'s gross domestic product, and the production of 13.9 billion gallons of ethanol supported 90,200 direct jobs and over 311,000 indirect jobs across this country. I'm Bobby Likas with 20 facts about ethanol, brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor in every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get deals in first quality flooring for less than half of what you pay at other stores. Choose from over 300 styles of pre-finished hardwood, over 70 styles of bamboo, and over 80 styles of laminate from just 35 cents. And save even more on liquidation closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals in over 400 floors. Visit Lumber.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Now, 27 before the new hour, you've joined the Dream Big
Welcome
America.
To Dream Big contest. America, where we give a voice to entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And a vote to you.
And you'll be able to vote starting in 27 minutes from now. You'll be able to text DBA to 61222 Dream, which is area 612-223-7326. Or you'll be able to vote on the dreambigamerica.us website. Send one of these contestants today to the winner's circle to take advantage of the prizes and the opportunities that Adam went through a few minutes ago. If you're just joining us, Adam Taff, who's the founder of the Dream Big America concept, is here with us, along with John Cremins from My Cool Inventions. They'll be asking our three contestants follow-up questions in a few moments. We've heard from Lisa Brambilla and the BioEarn. We've heard from Meg Ragland and Plumprint. So now let's turn our attention to Bill Wood, who comes to us with the Peace Broom. I think Bill was the winner last week, if I remember correctly. Is that right, Bill? Wasn't it last week that you were the winner?
Yes, thank you for the early Christmas present Wednesday morning or Wednesday afternoon. Yes, finding out that I won last week was a wonderful Christmas present.
All right, well, now maybe you'll have an even better, the New Year's present to see if you win. We'll see how the voting takes place. Again, the information on the Peace Broom is at peacebroom.com, or you can find it at dreambigamerica.us. So, you're the last person to move into the first position, if you know what I mean, because now you get our attention, and then the questions will come from John and Adam. So we give you, I'm first curious to know about you, Bill, and what your I always like to spend a few seconds talking to the folks who are contestants about their background, where they came from, how you got into this whole, this wonderful opportunity. I say that in quotation marks because it is a great opportunity for people. So what's your story?
Well, necessity is a mother of invention. Sometimes it's just a mother. Anyway, I found myself with a business of 22 years running nose diving into the ground, and as our economy in Reno was tanking. And I a little boy. My little boy just turned 6, and at 51 years old now, I've been a serial entrepreneur my life. I had a small advertising business where I mailed out coupon books for years, and you'd think I'd know exactly what to do with marketing an invention or a product like this, but I'm as bewildered as most inventors are sometimes with some of the decisions I need to make.
Well, hopefully this will enhance your ability to have success. What we're going to do is now give you 2 minutes to pitch your product, and then we'll have the questions afterwards from Adam and John. So here's Bill Wood to tell us why we should support him and his company, Peace Broom.
Sweeping my patio and walkway covered in leaves was taking me a long time, and it was tedious work. As I swept harder and faster, I noticed that I was moving more leaves. It then dawned on me, I was no longer even touching the ground. I was actually blowing the leaves. No longer was I sweeping them. It was at that moment that I decided to add a shield to catch more air as I swept. Now, back on the patio, I immediately experienced the difference. What was once a simple broom was now transformed into an earth-friendly, cord-free, and no-need-for-gas air blower. Each sweeping motion now commanded more leaves to do my bidding with greater ease than I could ever have imagined. Since that initial eureka moment, I have continued to develop and innovate this concept into a viable, ready-to-explode-on-the-market product. I am now pleased to introduce to you as Peace Broom Broom Blower. Please go to peacebroom.com and see my videos in action. So what? So nobody will really know how powerful and cool this thing is without your vote. Not only does it make clean up a breeze, it's also its own monster dustpan and leaf shovel, perfect for scooping up leaves with its thin, broad shield. Now pickup is even easier, too. How would you like to have just one tool that's a leaf blower, a broom, a rake, and a dustpan all in one? Priced between $6 and $10 as an attachment to a broom, and perhaps $16 to $20 as a standalone product with replaceable edge attachments and its own pole, Peace Broom is a handy tool everyone should want and have. It will be sold everywhere you buy a broom. Add the power of air to your broom and get 3 to 5 times the power out of every sweep stroke. Save time and effort. I'm counting on you to vote for Peace Broom and help me bring the coolest, most energy-efficient, elegant way to turn sweeping, blowing, and cleaning your deck, porch, driveway, sidewalk, or garage into the quickest, quietest, most peaceful, powerful, and playful activity. It's not just a chore anymore. Vote for Peace Broom and watch us soar.
That's a pretty good pitch. All right. So Bill Wood from Peace Broom here on Dream Big America. Again, you'll be able to vote for any or all of these contestants. Well, not all of them. You've got to pick one. Vote for one at dreambigamerica.us or by texting DBA to 61222DREAM. That opportunity will be yours at 10 o'clock, top of the hour, and through next Thursday. In a moment, we're going to bring back John Cremens from My Cool Inventions and Adam Taff, who is the founder of this concept, the Dream Big America concept. So we'll have a final round of conversation with all of the contestants, see who's going to win the big end-of-month prize here on Dream Big America.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential. Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Samantha Brown. Exploring a new city can be an exciting adventure, but worrying about budget can take the fun out of any vacation. According to a recent Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans make vacation choices based on travel costs. Samantha Brown, TV host and travel expert.
One of the best ways you can save on travel expenses is to stay with family or friends. Or, if that's not an option, it's generally cheaper to travel during off-peak seasons. One of my favorite ways to offset costs is using using a travel rewards credit card that gives me the flexibility to use my points towards a broad range of travel expenses. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar spent on all your purchases. Simply redeem points for an online statement credit to pay yourself back for travel-related expenses. This way, your everyday purchases can help pay off your fun activities and help your travel budget.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
Hi, Dream Big America. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Adam Taff and John Cremens. We'll go alphabetically. Adam's going to ask the first question of all of our contestants. And so I think then John will come along. But first, let's do John and Adam with Lisa Brambilla from BioEarn. What do you have, Adam?
Yeah, thanks, Doug. And Lisa, congratulations. And we're closing out the year. I just want to say for all three of the contestants, really inspirational cover. You know, Lisa, you found an inspiration in life, and you're going through your passion and also a need. So for all three of you guys across the country, it's just really exciting to epitomize what American entrepreneurship is all about. So Lisa, I'm a marketer. My job is to make sure that the word gets out for my clients and the products. So my question to you is, what's your marketing strategy? How do you go from where you are now to get your product out to as many people as efficiently and as effectively as possible?
Well, our marketing strategy has really been grassroots. We've leveraged social media marketing to include Facebook and LinkedIn and Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter. But we've also had a real strong presence in industry trade shows and networking groups like Women in the Pet Industry Network. We've been in print advertising. We're actually chosen as Dog Fancy's Best Product of the Year in 2014. We've been members of a lot of different affiliate groups and dog rescue and have presence there. We've been on a lot of different radio shows and also had a recent appearance at the American Music Awards where we met some really influential people in entertainment who are bringing BioEarn into a TV and movies.
Go ahead. Great. All right, John, what do you have for Lisa Brambilla?
You know, basically, I like your marketing strategy so far. Some of the other shows that you might want to think about, there's a national funerary show, which comes up in Tampa, I think in a few months. But that, if you're going to get into, for human remains as well, that might be somebody you want to, get in contact with, because that group is amazing. They network like you would not believe. So a product like this will probably get out everywhere, right? And then are you going to the pet show in Orlando?
Actually, we were scheduled to go to the pet show in Orlando, and something came up that was a conflict with that scheduling. So we are going to be at the Western Veterinary in Las Vegas in February instead.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Other than that, though, Linda, your pitch has gotten a lot better since the last time we talked. So I like it.
All right, so there's Lisa Brambilla. You want to vote for her starting in 16 minutes at the top of the hour. If you like her presentation and her idea, you can check out more of the information that pertains to her in the filing at dreambigamerica.us. So she's contestant number one. Number two is Meg Ragland from Asheville, North Carolina, has the plum print. Adam Taff, what questions do you have and observations of Meg?
Yeah, thanks, Doug. Meg, also for you, congratulations. I love the fact that you have a passion and you also see a need And you, and thirdly, the main thing that, that all entrepreneurs need, you have the courage to go for it. So, really exciting stuff. I think all of us, John and Doug and myself, think about this when we were kids and all this stuff. We brought home to our mom. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, and I'm going back and forth whether I would like for me to send those in and get a book made from when I was a little kid. So I'm a little conflicted right now because I'm not a kid anymore. But, so congratulations on your capital raise. It's a big deal. My question is similar to what I asked Lisa is, so now you've got some working capital. You guys really seem to have some great momentum, but how do you take that and market your product most effectively from where you are now to where you feel you can be?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for those comments, and I just wanted to say that we, especially this Christmas, we have done a lot of books for grown children. The parents still have their boxes of their children's artwork in their attic even 30 years later, and right. that's really been a growing area, and even when folks who are grown children and have children, their children love to see that, you know what, their parents did the same projects when they were little, and it's so accessible when it's in a coffee table book, on your shelf or on your coffee table book, it's on your coffee table and not in a box in your basement or your attic. But that's just to address your question. In terms of marketing, our plan is really threefold. Number one, I mentioned it briefly in our pitch, that we're partnering with school PTAs all across the country in this revenue sharing model to really get to our target demo directly in the one place they go to every day and where most of the artwork is being produced. Number two, we're leveraging our current customers through a refer a friend program. Because when our customers look at their proof online, they're really most excited about their books. So having them share that with their friends at that time. And number three, targeting lifestyle bloggers who really have, you know, great broad reach within our demo.
All right. So, John, what have you got for in terms of Megan, a follow-up?
Just some technical questions. I know that I like the idea originally when we first talked the first time that you were on the show. When someone sends in their artwork and, you know, maybe they've got boxes of it, do you choose which ones are going to go into the book, or do you just try to put as many pieces as possible in the book?
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on the customer's desires. Most customers, what they send us, they do want included in the book. We do offer to curate if they're like, here, take these books, but we only want, you know, 50 pieces in the book, 100 pieces. But it's across the board, and it's the customer's preference. So some folks send us 30 pieces. Other people do send us 500 pieces and more, and they want them all included in their plum print book.
That's a lot of scanning.
Yeah, that's good stuff, though. Isn't that interesting?
Okay, good stuff. Okay,
all right,
and then
very
you send all that artwork back, right? Once you're done,
if so desired, if the customer would like the artwork returned, we send it back with their completed books. Otherwise, the artwork can be sent away to Artwork Heaven.
Artwork Heaven, I like that.
Yeah.
All right, very good. All right, you want to vote for Meg? She's the co-founder of Plum Print. You can find out more about her at plumprint.com or by going to dreambigamerica.us to see whether you want to vote for her and her company once things come around to the top of the hour and 10 o'clock. Last, Bill Wood, not least by any stretch of the imagination, another great idea. Bill, let's get a question for you, a follow-up question from Adam Taft. Go ahead, Adam.
Yeah, thanks, Doug. And Bill, congratulations, and love your energy. And as an entrepreneur, I think one of the lessons in life is you've got to have energy about this, and you certainly have that at stake. I wish you a ton of success. You know, your product, it sounds like it's a little bit more in the formative stage, and you admit that. But it also, I think you're just looking for something for it to catch fire a little bit, if you will. So a question similarly for you, maybe you're in a little bit of an earlier or different position than maybe the other two companies, but you still have an opportunity to get your product known and out on the market. And of course, the trick is to do that most efficiently as possible without spending a lot of money. So how are you going to do that? What's your plan?
Well, Adam, I appreciate being the David going against two good Goliaths, and I hats off to what they've done. My strategy has been from the beginning to target every market that might have a special interest in my product and might write about it and might pick it up. Like my application to your program, I sent things out to all the people across America I could find that hated leaf blowers. I don't have anything against leaf blowers myself, and my product works like one. It just doesn't make any noise. It's absolutely quiet, and one of the things people think is it may be flimsier or gimmicky. It's not. It just doesn't need to be super strong because you're not really digging a hole with it in the ground. You're just sweeping the air for the most part.
Well, what we've learned here is that people speak before they think before they speak, and I think that's an important consideration. All right, not any time for anything else. We've gotten a review of all of our of the contestants. Now it's your turn in 10 minutes to vote at dreambigamerica.us. Go there and support either Bill Wood with the Peace Broom, Meg Ragland with Plum Print, or Lisa Brambilla with BioEarn. Thank you all. Good luck to all of you. We'll find out who the winner is for the month next week on Dream Big America.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time now for Stephen J.J. Wiseman to give us his considered opinion on some of the issues of the week, the things that have made it to the charts, the Talkers Magazine Top 10, the Top 10 Topics of the Week. I'd like to get input from Steve, who appears regularly as a columnist in Talkers Magazine, also a lawyer, college professor, and somebody who's an expert on scams. Man, I'll tell you something. I've seen more things that lead me to believe that when you say Merry Christmas, you better hold on to your wallet. There are more scams. It's just amazing how inscrutable some of those in the human condition, the human mind, what it can concoct and how it can screw around. Maybe the best example of that, even though there's no danger from being scammed in the sense that you're going to lose money, but when you look at the story of the interview and this case, it seems to me somebody ought to be sued, whether it's the person now, it looks like it was an inside job, somebody who is an unhappy worker, an employee who figured out how to use the internet. Apparently, it really and truly, to get right down to it, isn't that difficult. I don't understand it, Steve, but a lot of people do, and so now this person is inside, what's the damage that's been done, or is there damage that's been done? You got to turn it around. It was a bad movie to begin with. So
yeah, I'm still anxious to see it. But you know, part of the problem is, and at this point, we're really not sure yet who was behind it. You know, the government was saying that it's North Korea and that they couldn't release all the information, so just trust us. But you know, the government really hasn't earned us a position to say just trust us. And the idea that we do know that the act access to Sony was done through the passwords and authorizations of an insider. But very often what happens is that the hackers trick these insiders with what they call spear phishing. They get an email or a text message. It looks like it's from somebody within the company, and it looks legitimate. They click on a link. That gives the hacker access to all of their information. So part of the very problem is the wonderful, creative, intelligent people who invented the Internet maybe were a little naive, and the kind of security that we need wasn't built in. It's going to take a reinvention of the Internet to make our world safe. And, you know, Sony being hacked, okay, it's a story, it's an inconvenience. The energy grid being hacked, and that could be terribly destructive. So this just shows what great danger we're in.
Well, banks, all kinds of things, big corporations, other than Sony, you know, there's lots of national, there's security, national involvement, if you will. This sort of sounds, the way you phrase it, a recent episode of Scandal, where they get in and the guy who's the hacker really knows how to get to people's passwords and stuff. That's what I was thinking of when you were describing it, the way you described it. Okay, so
yeah,
then...
it's easy. You know, one of the things that was kind of interesting that didn't get as much play was there was some hacking done, again, through this spear phishing into a number of major pharmaceutical companies. And they kept it quiet because what they were looking for was insider information to know about new drugs that are going to come into the system and trade, in effect, insider trading without anyone purposely giving them the information. And they did, and a lot of these hackers made a lot of money. So, you know, Wall Street's in danger, too.
Well, it's everywhere. So now, with North Korea's internet failing, and that's in quotation marks, that was something apparently the Chinese did to put them in their place. I asked the same question. Usually my question to you is, when there's a story, who gets sued? And in this circumstance, you know, the government with the government, nobody's going to get sued. But you do wonder sometimes about these things and whether or not there is, if the Chinese decided they were going to shut us down for a day, how would that affect our business relationships? One country can't sue another country, can they? Can you sue a country?
Well, there is some international law, but frankly, there isn't even the kind of treaties necessary in regard to the security of the internet to do this. What was unique about North Korea is, although this was sophisticated hacking, North Korea is not a very technologically complex, sophisticated internet system.
They got about 1,000 accounts, I think, isn't it?
China controls it, and it does appear China just turned off the routers for a while, and that's the only way it goes through. You know, we sued some Chinese hackers, but they, you know, was totally window dressing because they're never going to come here and go on trial. So you got a legal system with no teeth.
Right. Sounds like my great uncle. That's supposed to be funny. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who runs a great website. For those of you worried about getting, if you think you've been hacked or scammed, check out scamicide.com. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen here at 50.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980.